We're going to bring things local now, and joining me on the phone is my good friend and colleague Hal Dardick, investigative reporter for the Chicago Tribune. And I wanted to have Hal on the show because he and another colleague of ours, Juan Perez Jr., wrote an excellent piece last week about the issue of city pensions. And we hear so much about pensions and the pension deficit and the toll that paying for those to cover the deficit takes on other valuable services. But this was kind of a look back in many respects to what have we done to try to clean it up and where have we ended up. So, Hal, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, always my pleasure, Rick.
So let's lay out the facts here. We've got Mayor Emanuel, the former Mayor Emanuel, took a number of steps that he said would put us on a path to solvency. What were those steps?
He did a few things. He raised three different taxes, a record property tax increase for police and fire pensions, a 911 fee to help the laborer's pension, and a brand new water and sewer tax for the municipal pensions. All those together were supposed to raise a little more than $820 million a year that would be pumped in every year into the city's four worker pension systems.
Which is not an insubstantial sum of money.
No, it pretty much doubled what the city had been paying previously, the inadequate amounts. But he also did another thing after trying to modify the benefits and getting struck down by the Supreme Court. He came up and agreed with the unions on a new payment plan that ramped the payments up for the first 5 years and then went to a type of much more substantial funding that was supposed to make the funds 90% funded over the next 35 years. So he agreed to do something to actually bring them up to adequate funding, whereas previous mayors hadn't done that. So he deserves some credit for that. But
there's a catch.
There is that even with those ramped up payments and what is now that extra $820 million a year or so going into the pension fund, the debt, the amount that the city owes that it doesn't have the money to cover, or the pension funds have, has grown dramatically over the last 4 years since those property tax increases started. It started at around $23 billion, and it increased to $30 billion over the last 4 years. The reasons for that are complicated. But one is that you're still not paying in between what the employees pay and the city pays. You're still not paying enough in to even cover the pension benefits that are going out to retirees every year still. And the city won't be doing that for probably another 10 years or so or longer. The other reason, and that increased the debt about $1.1 billion because you're eating away at the investment, which haven't been earning, at least in recent years, what they'd hoped they'd earn. But the bigger reason is that the pension funds, which had make certain assumptions, will earn so much money on average every year so that we'll have the money we need to spend on the benefits.
Pension smoothing, I believe they call that, where it's taking
right.
That average rate of return and projecting that out over compounding and those kinds of things.
Right. And but what happened was that they determined that they were expecting too much return. It was around 8%, and all of them lowered them to the neighborhood of 7%, which was probably, you know, a responsible thing to do because it's more in line with what maybe they'll earn over time. But they also increased the how long they expect people to leave. There's these really complicated actuarial charts that say certain people will live so long, and you have to pay the benefits to them, you know, as long as they live. And they lengthen that because people are living longer. Probably, you know, sound things to do. But you take those two things together and a few other tweaks in the assumptions, and they figure they need $5.8 billion more than they had estimated before. So you take that with the
outlay
eating away at the investments, and you get to that $7 billion in additional debt. City pension funds are 23% funded. That's the worst in the nation of any big city by far.
All right. Well, Hal, we're going to talk more about this, but we have to take a quick break. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the WGN Skyline studio, joined on the phone but with Hal Dardick, investigative reporter, my colleague at the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about the story that he did involving the fact that hereafter, under Mayor Emanuel, we had increased fees aimed at trying to get a path to solvency on municipal pensions. We did all this, and we still are in the hole by a greater amount of money than what was planned. And, you know, Hal, this all comes from a backdrop of Mayor Lightfoot now. And here we have, you know, her budget message coming up. The fact that the city already in itself running $838 million deficit, according to her. Then there's these obligations. You touched on it, this pension ramp to accelerate payments into the pension funds. That's another whole other issue of where does that money come from?
Yeah, a big part of what she said she's facing this year in terms of a shortfall in next year's budget is from the pension fund. She's counting that in there to her credit, which previous mayors had not done. But that alone is about $280 million. And then, you know, another big chunk are the big salary increases that she expects to see with the police and fire contracts. But by far, the pension over the next 4 years is going to need, on top of the money that they're putting in there now, which is, you know, in the neighborhood of about $2 billion, they're going to need another nearly $1 billion to put into that fund a year at the end of the 4 years. So that it's been called by the Civic Federation and others the biggest fiscal challenge that she faces during her term in office. And I want to correct those figures. It's actually gone from $1.3 billion now to about $2.3 billion. But it's an even bigger increase than during the 4 years of Mayor Emanuel. So, you know, she's just facing a huge problem. How do you raise that money without shocking, you know, resorting to another major property tax increase is very difficult, and her options are limited other than the property tax, because that's the one thing she has the power to do. But, you know, there's been a lot of other suggestions. One is that they did approve a Chicago casino, as we all know. But the way that was tax structure is on that, investors are likely to be very leery of even doing it. And that could bring in, you know, maybe it in the best of worlds, a couple hundred million a year for the police and the fire pension fund. Another idea floated by some and warned of by others is a pension obligation bond. It's been done in many locales around the country where you...
We did it in Illinois.
Yeah, they did it in Illinois. Borrowed $10 billion. The problem with the way that it was done under former Governor Blagojevich is that instead of taking that $10 billion and giving it all to the funds and letting them invest it, he used, I think, about 25% of that money to make the payments he owed anyway. So you're basically spending it right away and not letting the pension funds invest it, and because of that, it ended up to be a negative for the pension funds. Interestingly, if they'd done that correctly, considering the markets at the time, put it on the pension funds, they would have come out ahead. But here's the thing. It's a huge risk to do these things. Some people say, oh, you're going to lower your interest rate because the bonds are cheaper than the amount of the growth in the pension funds, basically the interest on the pension debt. But if you invest it, and this has happened in other cities, and there's an economic downturn, that big chunk of money you threw in there, you'll never catch up again, right. And you'll end up paying more over time.
You've just kind of flushed it away.
Right. And if you're fortunate and you invest at the right time, then you could come out ahead. But there's no sure thing there.
There's no sure thing. We've sure learned that about pension funding in the state and in the city. Hal Dardick, investigative reporter, my colleague at the Chicago Tribune, as always, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.